Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends. Breezeline Internet and mobile. Get gig internet with a free month when you order online, plus a free mobile line for a year. It's everything you need at home or on the go. Visit breezeline.com today.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Off the ball, GAA.
Tip ahead of Claire?
I would put Tip ahead of Claire.
Is that because you want to go home?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we hear from Stephen Bradley and Tim Clancy ahead of tonight's rearranged Premier Division clash in Tala. Pep Guardiola demands a fitter squad if Manchester City are to return to the Premier League summit. And after another demoralising day, Manchester United need to gather themselves for Lyon. But first this morning, Shamrock Rovers can close the gap on League of Ireland Premier Division leaders Drogheda to a single point tonight. Rovers host Cork City at Tala Stadium in a game that was called off just 40 minutes before kick-off back in February due to a waterlogged pitch. After a sluggish start, Rovers have won four of the last five in the league and haven't conceded a goal in their last three. Manager Stephen Bradley says that gives them a solid platform ahead of Cork's visit.
Yeah, it is. It's important that we pride ourselves on clean sheets. Last year we didn't have enough of them domestically. This year we started well. We need to stay focused and move on now. This is done. 3 points in the bag, and we get ready for Cork on Monday.
Cork boss Tim Clancy was aggrieved they weren't awarded a penalty for a perceived foul on Cathal O'Sullivan in Friday night's 2-0 loss at home to St Pat's. After that loss, Clancy says the players shouldn't be too downhearted heading into tonight's clash.
I don't have to pick them up too much. I thought they were excellent. I thought they were superb. Cathal O'Sullivan showed why he's the best young player in the country tonight. I thought he was superb. I know Mason was the other end of the pitch. He's gone for 2 million. Cathal must be worth about 8 million then, if that's the case. Cathal played as a centre forward tonight, and I thought anybody that was here will say that he was head and shoulders above everybody else on the pitch technically. Maybe Chris Forrester is the only one that matched him for technique, but I hope Cork City get the value that Cathal is worth, because he showed tonight that he's class above everyone else.
He's absolutely terrific. Just injury-wise, the number of players still out, anyone coming back in the next couple of weeks, or how are we looking?
Monday, hopefully. It might be a bit early for Greg, but next Friday we should have Greg and Harry Nevin back as well, please God. Brilliant to get Evan McLaughlin on the pitch. I thought he was excellent when he came on. Showed composure, his versatility as well as energy, and his deliveries from set pieces as well were a massive part of us winning the league last season, so it was brilliant to get him back on the pitch. And it was also good to get Josh and Matty Murray and a few others more minutes as well. So Monday might be a bit too much of a tight turnaround, but we're hoping to have Greg next Friday and possibly Harry as well, and then Sean and Malik will be maybe another 2 or 3 weeks away.
Tonight's game at Tala Stadium kicks off at 8 o'clock. Pep Guardiola has fired a warning shot at some of his injured stars. The Manchester City boss faces a rebuilding job in the summer despite spending more than €200 million in January. In the wake of Saturday's 5-2 win at home to Crystal Palace, Guardiola was asked about his potential need to spend in the summer.
In January, you brought in 4 new players. Seeing what you're seeing now towards the end of this season and having brought in 4 players in January, do you feel you need another 4, that sort of number in the summer, or 1 or 2?
No idea.
Really?
Really. No, it's true. No idea. All the players had contract, we'll see what happened. No idea.
Is left back a priority for you, maybe? Because you haven't had a dedicated sort of career left back for a few years.
Obviously. Nico's helping us, but he's not a left back. That's true. So I play with Alexinchenko left back, with Philip Fabian Delph left back. So we find a solutions many, many years because they give another quality. They help us, Alex and Fabian, for example, or sometimes Rico when I play the fullbacks left or one. They help us massively. But yeah, of course we don't have. Of course we can have with Nathan, but Nathan, like Jonas Stones, have been injured all the season. So that's why the most important thing is, from my point of view, I said to the club, which players are reliable for the future. You cannot perform if you are not reliable, you are injured. So this is the, which players that we have, they can play every 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, or cannot play every 3 days, 3 days. And since then, build a squad for the next season.
One man who seemingly will be in Guardiola's plans for next season is Ilkay Gundogan. Having returned to City in August on a free transfer, the former Germany international has triggered a one-year extension, and Guardiola is happy to keep Gundogan provided he keeps performing.
He has one more year contract, definitely. What's going to happen, I don't know, but how more year contract now?
And he's been informed.
The Gundo from Leicester, the Gundo from Bournemouth, the Gundo from today. It's the Gundo I remember when we won the treble and quadruple and an important player. So his activity, his pace, his defensive intelligence arrived. So Gundo had been with us massively. And as a team, we could not help him because it's not about you. Everyone was down, was below because the team was not playing good. When the team play good, the individual rise. Without that, modern football, you cannot do it.
Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast internet starting at just $19.99 per month when you bundle with mobile. Plus, you'll get a free mobile line for a whole year. It's a match made in savings. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go. For video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.
Crafted for speed, tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. The New Balance Furon V8 refines the ultra-lightweight, precision, strike-focused design for an even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud is designed to support control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players on the pitch, like Saka himself. Experience engineered minimalism crafted to support explosive movement and the sharpest of touches. Learn more and purchase a Furon at newbalance.com/Saka.
Ruben Amorim says his Manchester United players can't dwell on yesterday's 4-1 loss away to Newcastle. United are guaranteed their worst Premier League points total after yesterday's defeat, but they remain potentially just 4 games away from a Champions League return with the second leg of their Europa League quarter-final against Lyon on Thursday at Old Trafford. United will have to go into that game without Joshua Zirkzee, who limped out of yesterday's game at St James's Park with a hamstring injury. Former Ireland winger Keith Tracy was on commentary for Off the Ball on yesterday's game, with the Lyon tie level at 2 goals apiece. He believes United still have a very good chance of progress to the semi-finals of the Europa League.
It's definitely realistic. Look, I don't think Lyon are any great shapes. I think they're a solid enough team. They've got some players that can hurt you. But if you take out the two Onana mistakes, I think United comfortably win that game. So I think United will be thinking, if we can eradicate mistakes on Thursday night, being at home, you would fancy them. But Lyon also be thinking, if we can get the crowd against Manchester United, start turning that screw, it can become toxic in Old Trafford very, very quickly. So I think it's a flip of a coin. And look, United, I think, are better on paper. But given how flaky they are, given some of the performances I've seen there today, I don't think Lyon will be fearing them too much.
This is a squad of players that has only one thing that unites them, which is that they can't play 3-4-3. And they've got a manager who will only play 3-4-3. And it's this absurd situation of it. I'd love to know if the directors made that decision with their eyes open. Did they know how difficult? Did they understand? Did they have a football knowledge, which Dan Ashworth apparently did, because this seems to be, you know, what creates the friction which leads to him leaving. Did they realise just how hard it is for players who aren't equipped for a system to be put into that system? That system to be imposed on parts that just don't suit it. So it doesn't suit it because they don't have the forwards to play it. And you look at the really bad goalkeeping error yesterday, and there's a lot of talk about, oh, Newcastle pressed really well, sometimes United have to go long. But if you look at it, there's two United players with a Newcastle player in between them, maybe sort of two-thirds of the way between them. So that's a team that's used to playing out from the back, a team that's comfortable at it, a team that's confident. But keeping plays the ball, probably to the player who's under a little bit of pressure. He pings it off around the corner. You've got a player who's in space, and he's got 30, 40 yards to move into. And they couldn't do it. They didn't even look to do it. The keeper gives it away, and they concede. Now, you know, that just seems to me that if that's really basic. If you want to play it from the back, you've got to be able to do that. You've got to, when you've got two players marked by one, you've got to be able to ping the ball to one of those players. He pings it to the other as soon as he comes under pressure, and then he can move into the space. And they're not doing that. So they're just totally ill-equipped for it.
There's lots more from Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tracy and more, which you can hear by becoming an Off The Ball member now. Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk has hinted there could be movement on his potential new deal very soon. The Dutch international, who's out of contract at the end of this season, scored the winner against West Ham yesterday to move Liverpool within two wins of a second Premier League title in 5 years. Liverpool confirmed Mo Salah's new two-year deal on Friday. Van Dijk is expected to follow suit, and now that the West Ham game is out of the way.
That was the main focus, get three points, get a step close to all of our dreams, not only us as players, staff, but everyone is connected to Liverpool FC, and that's the main thing. Everyone knows how much I love this club. Let's see what next week will look like.
And Bournemouth seek an improved run of form in the closing weeks of the Premier League season. Andoni Iraola's side haven't won any of their last six games, but they can equal the club's best top-flight points return with a win over Fulham this evening. The Bournemouth boss says fine margins really matter.
Obviously, we haven't been as brilliant playing, but I think we've been competitive. Main difference has been the goals we've conceded. We've conceded against Ipswich 2 goals, against Brentford 2 goals, the other day against West Ham 2 goals. Games that previously, all the season, we've been managing much better.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other, and some people in the past, they choose to die. So
you say that they choose to die?
Some of them, because for them it's not something bad. If somebody dies, for the whole community, it's like an offering for Pachamama. To say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia. As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted.
On Off The Ball.
Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.